Now we continue our series looking at the people who make Los Angeles run: the night shift workers, the minimum wage employees, and the undocumented laborers. For the fifth story in this series, Bryony Ng introduces us to Ava. Ava traveled from El Salvador to Los Angeles to make a better life for herself. But in order to provide for her kids, she takes care of other people's children.
I see you, Pearl.
I see you.
It's a regular Wednesday afternoon in Silver Lake, and Ava is sitting on the floor playing with 3-year-old Pearl in her bedroom. We're surrounded by picture books, soft toys, and a bright plastic kitchen. This afternoon, they're playing peekaboo before Ava takes Pearl to her ballet class. Ava looks after Pearl 4 out of 5 weekdays. In spite of the pain of leaving her daughters behind, Ava felt like she had no choice but to leave El Salvador. Along with 1.5 million others, in 1990, she and her sister fled the war and economic ruin and headed north.
It was very painful leaving my country because I left my 2 children, age 1 and 3 years old.
Corina y Claudia. Lloré mucho porque dejaba parte de mí en mi país.
I cried a lot because I was leaving a part of myself in my country. But when you come from a family that is very poor, sometimes you just have to fight in order to give your children a better life.
While Ava struggled to make her way in Los Angeles, 2,800 miles away, back in El Salvador, her daughters clung to the fantasy that one day they would all be together. But after arriving here, Ava met and married her second husband and had 3 more children. Claudia says it seemed impossible that their mother could give so much love to other people's children, and now more of her own.
We thought that she wasn't going to love us anymore, that she was going to forget about us, because now she would have her new children. But no, it wasn't like that. She always loved us equally, all of us.
After years of waiting, Claudia and Corina were eventually able to join their mother, and now they both live in Los Angeles.
Hi, Dad.
Hello.
Hi, Papa.
Hello, guys.
Welcome.
Hello.
Ava, her husband, their 3 children, and Claudia and Claudia's son all live together in a 1-bedroom apartment. Ava and her husband share their bedroom with their daughters. The rest of the family sleeps in the living room. It feels cozy and familiar, and everyone is relaxed. Ava helps the twins do their math homework, while Lily makes friendship bracelets and Claudia cooks dinner. Clothes are stuffed into closets and shoes are bursting out of the wooden rack in the hallway. The walls are covered with faded photos of smiling children, Ava's own and the one she's looked after.
Is with that girl for the first family I told you I live in, Daryl and Dylan. She's almost the same age that my girls.
Ava has spent the last 20 years looking after other people's children. Like the thousands of other women who left their country and children to find work, she ended up marking the life-changing moments of the children she was looking after while missing those of her own. Her eldest daughter, Claudia, now 27, remembers what it was like without her mother there to share special events.
We always wanted to be with our mom, to confide in her. We had my grandmother, but it's just not the same as your own mother.
The quinceañera birthday party marks the transition from childhood to womanhood and is perhaps the most important day in the life of a young Latina. But for Claudia, the memory is tinged with a painful absence of her mother.
On my 15th birthday, I felt really sad because my mom couldn't be there with me. Everyone was there except my mom.
In spite of missing her mother terribly while growing up, Claudia says that they've always had a good relationship.
The truth is, I've always understood her. I never blamed her for leaving us. I know that it was because she wanted to give us something better.
Ava's journey was long and her sacrifice was huge, but she has little control over her daughter's destiny in Los Angeles. Claudia had hoped to become a lawyer, but these careers are too expensive to follow here, she says, and now she has a child of her own to look after.
I got pregnant, And then I stopped studying. And now I'm not chasing my dream career anymore.
Although it was strange getting used to living with her mother again and her mother's new family, Claudia wouldn't have it any other way.
I feel really happy to be here with my mom, to have managed to get here. I love my mom.
I'm Bryony Ng.